forgiveness. Once, I had believed profoundly that upon one solitary deed of mine, one solitary prayer, depended the salvation of the world. This day, I had ceased to plead. I was no longer capable of lamentation. On the contrary, I felt very strong. I was the accuser, God the accused. My eyes were open, and I was alone, terribly alone, in a world without God and without man, without love or mercy. I had ceased to be anything but ashes. Yet I felt myself to be stronger than the Almighty to whom my life had been tied for so long. I stood amid that praying congregation, observing it like a stranger. The service ended with a Kaddish. Everyone recited the Kaddish over his parents, over his children, over his brothers, and over himself. We stayed for a long time at the assembly place. No one dared to drag himself away from this mirage. Then it was time to go to bed, and slowly the prisoners made their way over to their blocks. I heard people wishing one another a happy new year. I ran off to look for my father, and at the same time I was afraid of having to wish him a happy new year when I no longer believed in it. He was standing near the wall, bowed down, his shoulders sagging as though beneath a heavy burden. I went up to him, took his hand, and kissed it. A tear fell upon it. Whose was that tear? Mine? His? I said nothing, nor did he. We had never understood one another so clearly. The sound of the bell jolted us back to reality. We must go to bed. We came back from far away. I raised my eyes to look at my father's face leaning over mine to try to discover a smile or something resembling one upon the aged, dried-up countenance. Nothing. Not the shadow of an expression. Beaten. Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. Should we fast? The question was hotly debated.